This hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
Tonight will be both amusing and over quickly, just like Chris Christie's presidential bid.
Let's face it, Fox, you'll miss me when I'm gone. It will be harder to convince the American people that Hillary was born in Kenya.
Fighting for Idaho.
As good as that A-10 mission was in Cowan Field, an F-15 mission or an F-35 mission would also be welcomed with open arms.
Fighting for you.
Gasoline prices were up again in these 2 weeks. They're up 3 cents on average to $3.72. But it's already ending.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
This is my livelihood.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning. Oh, okay. Here I thought it was, there we have it. All right. Coming up with something very, very special. 50 degrees in Boise. And, you know, you just ever have one of those Mondays where you're going, what the heck's going on? By the way, hello, Patriot Ray. Good morning. Thank you for your nice comments. Again, we are asking the Miller Militia to be mobilized. We've got about a week left in the Best of the Treasure Valley contest. We would love for you to vote. You go to the Statesman site. You can only vote once, but if you go to some place like a school or a library that has a bunch of computers, well, I'm not telling you what to do, but every vote that you can get on a different computer for Kevin Miller in the morning sends the message that your voice counts, that your voice is important, and we continue to live the dream right here. All right, there we go. We'll continue on with that. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Over the weekend, as you heard, we had the President's Correspondents' Dinner. We had the governor talking about jobs and everything else. And we had the Chief of Staff of the Air Force in, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And it's funny, you know, something that's mentioned on this show by you now is getting covered by the mainstream media. We have Channel 7 picking up the story that was first broken here at 580 KIDO by Tea Party Bob and Kevin Miller and you, where we have some incumbents shying away from debates, and we'll get to that, whether or not we really want to see debates, whether or not people are politically in tune, whether or not we're ready to go on that. However, that having been said, I want to start with a couple things here, now that logistically I figured out where we are and what hour we're in. I had a phone call over the weekend. I was doing some work, and I got a call from my wife, Dorothy Miller. You may know her, you may not. And if you're Tom Luna, yes, I am married, Mr. Luna. Thank you for supporting the program that supports you all the time and your issues. And I got a call from her, and she goes, "Man, I have some bad news for you." And I go, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Well, I was at the Holly Lobby getting some stuff for my business." And I said, "Well, first of all, Dorothy Miller, you're wrong. You know our agreement. You're supposed to go to work. You're supposed to go home. You're supposed to go to church. And that's it. You're not allowed to do anything else, just like Kevin Miller." Now, I'm just kidding. So she's at the Holly Lobby doing some stuff for her business. And she comes out and she notices, bam, somebody had smashed into her car and left. Isn't that amazing? And basically, and I can say this because the videotape proves it, it was a white pickup truck with a green trailer. That's right. So by the way, if you see a white pickup truck towing a green trailer and you see a bunch of gray paint on the side, send me an email and a picture of it, please. And I thought to myself, she goes, "Oh, I know you're going to be mad." I go, "I'm not going to be mad. I just find it shocking that this would happen." And before you say, "Well, Kevin Miller, how do you know that the white pickup truck towing the green trailer at the Holly Lobby at, what, 1 or 2 in the afternoon on Friday with the gray paint from the Dorothy Miller car actually hit the car? Well, those folks at Holly Lobby, they went back and went through the video. And I like Holly Lobby. In fact, I call them Hobby Hobby all the time. And if Ray Amaya and Ronaldo Amaya didn't correct me, I'd keep calling them Holly Hobby, like that old doll. And I thought to myself, well, certainly they have video on it. And so they went back at Holly Lobby, and they looked at the video, and lo and behold, they can't find the license plate of the white pickup truck towing the green trailer, smashing into the car, to my wife's car. And so the police were called, and they're on it. We love law enforcement because it really pumps me up when people come up and say, hey, Kevin Miller, thank you for entertaining us every morning at 580 KIDO. And look, if I were a man instead of a bell pepper, I would like to think that I could try to be a police officer. In fact, if I'm too old for it now, but, you know, if I were 36 or 26, maybe I'd be doing that and making an honest living. So the police come, and again, talking to Dorothy Miller, they file a report and say, well, there's nothing we can really do about that, but give us a call if you catch him. Wait a minute. If you catch him, if so what? So my wife, when she's not putting together flowers, oh, Hobby Lobby. Thanks, Dave Burnett, for correcting me on that. Holly Lobby, Holly Hobby, you know what I'm saying. Facts don't matter except in this case. So at Hobby Lobby, and so the cops go, well, not much we can do. Give us a call if you want to catch him. I go, isn't that the police's job? And then the man, well, what are you going to do? So I posted her link on my Facebook, and our friend Anne-Marie Carroll goes, look, it happened to me 2 weeks after coming to Idaho. Somebody smashed into my car and took off, and the police officer said to her, hey, welcome to Idaho, everybody. So if you happen to see a white pickup truck towing a green trailer with gray paint smashed in its side, give me a call or an email. And then, because this show is about you at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, has this happened to you? Is this something that you live with? When you work hard for something, when you want to take care of your vehicles, and you have someone that smashes the heck out of it and then drives away. Now, there's one thing if you do a little tap and then you take off, but to hit the thing really hard enough to buckle it and then get the vamoose, so your insurance goes up and everything else. So I do want to talk about that at 580-5436. 580-KIDO. Now, Gene, what time did you call me on Saturday morning? Do you remember?
Oh, I'm not exactly sure what time I called you, but it must have been probably 6:10, 6:15, I guess.
Yeah, I figured that, because you said something so nice, we want to make sure that we record that, and we really appreciate your nice comments about the program here at 580-KIDO.
Well, Joe, I just wanted to share a comment and something else with you. Do you remember what... You were coming back from the Bundy Ranch, and within 24 hours, you were basically booted out of the schools because of something they like to call testing. Well, I got so irritated about it that, see, I'm a Jewish fellow, and I wear the tallit, I blow the shofar, and I say the Jewish prayers and all this. But that aside, I went into prayer, quite heavily into prayer. And I just heard you say that you're going back into a school shortly. I don't remember how soon you said, but I thought, how neat is that? I went into prayer, and I really begged the Father to get you back into these schools because it's something you love, and it's a service that every school around the country here should have. And bang, you're back in a school real quick. So that's just... a testimony to what the Father can do. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to go back into prayer. I'm going to put my child lead on. And I'm going to beg the Father to either irritate these people so bad that they actually come forward and tell you they're sorry and how could they make it right, or the law enforcement can find these perpetrators and bring them forward to make them make it right. Because you, like I, like hundreds of thousands of other people, we work very hard to have what we have, and to have somebody come along to just deliberately try to destroy it or not pay attention and not even leave a note, say, hey, gee, I'm sorry. Here's my insurance information. Here's my phone number. What can I do to help to make this right? And I'm saddened to say that most people anymore are self-absorbed, self-seeking, and just self, self, self. And, you know, the Bible tells us that we are to be our brother's keeper. Now, whether that brother is a believer or not, we should try to take care of mankind and hopefully make them see that, because we believe in a greater power, much greater than we are, that by doing this, it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a very good thing. Anyway, Kevin, enough of my rant. It's been a pleasure talking to you. You have a blessed day, and we'll hopefully talk to you soon.
Gene, God bless. Thank you for your prayers, sir.
God bless, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, that's what it's all about right here. Our friend Gene saying the prayers, taking time out of his busy day, to pray for us and to pray for what we do. And he's right about that. There is not another program, radio program in the country, for that matter, school program in the country that profiles educators and administrators and parents and teachers the way we do. We thank our friends at CAPED. We thank Rolling Hills Charter School. They really do a great job there for stepping up. We'll be there this Thursday. And I, you know, when people were panicking, I go, well, Rolling Hills has always been a friend of this program. In fact, if you ever want to take a look at something, go to YouTube and go to Kevin Miller Rolling Hills or Rolling Hills Charter School, and you'll see the assembly that they did. And it's very humbling when you, and as a non-parent, it's especially humbling when you're in front of a assembly with the whole school there, and they sing God Bless America, and they give you 300 letters to take to the soldiers being stationed in Iraq. And one thing that you have done here, and we are just the conduit, is you have made a difference in the Treasure Valley. That's what this program's about, making a difference. And in the old days, it was about holding politicians accountable, and it still is, but it's about making a difference. You know, to my dying day, I can say to all of you that were there and all of you that have joined us since, what we did at this level has never been done or exceeded when we're talking about over 2,000 letters to the troops to Iraq. And at the time, we had, I would say, a very determined manager who actually literally made me haul those letters physically. And you know me, I've got a big enough surplus as it is, to Iraq. And they looked at me and they said, I remember her name, Sergeant April Davis. You just had to bring us a couple, Kevin. You brought the whole things. That's hardcore. And one of the great videos of that adventure was me giving personal letters. We did about 10 of them. And that wasn't Kevin Miller. That was the kids in the school. And it was impossible to rip the schools when you saw the teachers getting behind this effort. And going to churches, I remember going to a bunch of churches. I remember going to my own church, sitting in the back, hanging out by myself, and there's Bill and his wife and his kids sitting there spending time with me as I'm, you know, asking people to send letters. That's what America is about. That's what Idaho is about. And it runs so contrary when you work hard, you get something that's reliable, you get something that's nice, and then somebody smashes it. In Hobby Lobby, I keep wanting to call it Holly Hobby. Remember that? Hobby Lobby. And then takes off. And I thought, what a beautiful way that we can start the Monday morning here at 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Has this ever happened to you? And have you ever caught the person? Think about that. You're, you know, I remember a guy used to drive a Mercedes. And he would always park way out in the distance. And I go, Phil, why are we doing this? No, it's not Phil Hardy. Although I'm sure he aspires or used to drive Mercedes. Maybe he does. And I go, Phil, why are we? He goes, so I don't have to have people scratch and nick my car. And there's a difference between scratch and nick and a white pickup truck towing a green trailer with gray paint on the side, hitting something and then going and hitting the road from the Hobby Lobby right there on Eagle. So any information, that's great. However, I would like you to share your stories with me because that's what it's about. Also coming up, I do believe that we've stumbled upon something. And once again, this has to, I have to tell you that Tea Party Bob and Steve Ackerman were way ahead of this last year. And I remember having many private conversations with Tea Party Bob, and you're going, what are they like? Just like they are on the air, where we're sitting there debating the lands issue. And he goes, we need the lands back, Kevin. And I go, I don't think you're going to get the lands back. But there is a movement afoot, and again, out of Utah, where you're having these folks trying to get the western lands back. And whether or not Cliven Bundy is the spearhead, the focal point, whether or not what's the BLM's land grab in Texas, whether or not we're fearing that the president may declare a bunch of the state of Idaho even more national monuments. This is going on, and this is something that we're going to continue to cover. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. The president had his joke fest, and all the politicos are going on and on and on about the president and the White House Correspondents' Dinner. For me, you know, I think it's just disingenuous when people are out of work, when you have real-life journalism talking about the end of American dominance, that we're just sitting here at 580KIDO, and certainly the revelations about Benghazi when you hear the commander-in-chief doing this.
These days, the House Republicans actually give John Boehner a harder time than they give me, which means orange really is the new black.
Right, a comment to the Netflix thing, but there's really nothing to joke about. I'm not talking about starting your day with depression. I'm talking about starting your day with inspiration, with opinions, with solutions, right? So coming up next, we'll talk a little bit about the fears of another Western land grab at 580KIDO, plus the governor talks jobs, the Air Force, and the A-10. Kevin Miller with you here, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
It got too low and impacted the top wing into the runway.
At least two people have drowned while 36 have been rescued.
They've been going in shifts battling these flames.
People just there with their neighbors. That was the thing that struck me.
Pretty soon right after that, everybody realized that something went wrong.
Just another manic Monday.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And 580KIDO, K. Miller with you here. Do want to remind you, coming up, your chance to win coming up next hour, your chance to win. Listen all day for the cue to call. You can win $1,000 when you hear the cue to call. Remember, that's caller 25 at 1-877-854-WINS. And you can enter for your chance to win online for a $10,000 cash to spend however you like. If you want to donate it to charity, stash it away in your 401k, go crazy at the mall, or whatever you want, take a look, take a listen, enter our VIP program, sign up now. This goes until June 2nd. And again, win $10,000 in cash plus two chances a day, every day, to win $1,000. And your chance coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, just by listening to 580KIDO with your good friend, your morning monkey, Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. And I have to tell you, is the word monkey almost out of bounds? I was watching the sports reporters. And I used to really like the sports reporters. I thought that they did a great job. But everything has become racial. And I think I'm going to write about this. And I'm going to entitle it Donald Sterling and the First Amendment. And you had a bunch of folks on, and you had the African-American community represented. You had the Asian community represented. You had the Caucasian community represented. God, it hurts me just to even say this stuff, man. that we've become so divisive, we're dividing everybody into hyphenated Americans. And one of the gentlemen used to write for Sports Illustrated said, don't tell me it's about the First Amendment. And I'm going, this is all about the First Amendment. And you know, it just breaks my heart that words have so much power over us, that people are going on and on about Mr. Bundy and Mr. Sterling and Mr. Robertson and trying to denounce them. And again, I just go back to this point about the First Amendment, and whether you like Donald Sterling or not, or the big story Saturday morning that we discussed is the comments of his girlfriend. And what did we learn from that? If you're dating someone that could be your granddaughter or your great-granddaughter, chances are that you're better off staying away. I mean, really, what do you have in common? Oh, I like Miley Cyrus and did it. Well, I remember when I used to do the jitterbug. Yeah. And what do you really talk about? They talk about, what is it, the May to September romances? And a lot of them work, but it's based on mutual trust and respect and everything else. I don't know if that was the case when Donald Sterling, who was still married to his wife, had his known girlfriend. How many folks could get away with that? You have your estranged spouse and you're seen in public with someone who could be your great, 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 great granddaughter. Anyway, so much for sexism and ageism. I digress. Coming up, we are going to talk about the battles for the West. The lands issue is heating up. How do you feel about that? What should you do when you have the hit and run? I mean, let's face it. This happened to me. What happens? What is your feedback on that? And the fight to save the A-10. Those stories and much, much more right after the news from our friends at Channel 7. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
The Constitution mandates a thorough, uniform education for all students across the state. That's not happening. In the 40 school districts that are on a four-day school week, they can't cover the content. All around the world, schools are going to longer school days and longer school years. But in Idaho, we're going backward. How can our kids compete? I'm so excited AJ Bluecoff is running for governor. I've seen him build great schools, and I know he has the ability to provide those same opportunities for young people all across the state.
There you have it. That's not a commercial. That's just A.J. Belukoff, the stealth candidate on the Facebook, running for the next governorship of the state of Idaho. And phone numbers here, Kevin Miller with you, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And you take a look at what Mr. Belukoff is doing now, and he's going under the radar. He and his campaign continue to deny our multiple requests for interviews. And what does that really say about a candidate that will not come on the people's show? And that's not bashing. That's just how it is. And I didn't realize this, but there are a lot of people that used to work for Walter Minnick that are still angry at me. And they blame you. They blame me. They blame this program for their trip to the unemployment line. And it's interesting because I've always heard, you know, let bygones be bygones.
Minnick is a gimmick.
Exactly.
It's not just some gimmick like Walt Minnick.
And I'm glad that those folks, those former Minnick employees, still blame me. And they've told me to my face, you know, I worked for Walter Minnick and blah, blah, blah. And look, we wish the former congressman good luck. He certainly was not served, in my opinion, by his staff and advisors. And there's, you look at the smart money, there's no way that he should have beaten now Congressman Raul Labrador. And, you know, look at how Congressman Labrador has treated this program and me personally. And when I'm talking about me personally, that means you as well by, you know, hey, I'll give you 10 minutes here, 20 minutes there. And instead of being like everybody else that just takes what the politicians give us, we said no. According to a lot of people, and according to the former Minnickites, heck, this program got you elected. And I'm not saying that because it was the work of activists. It was money from the outside. It was the Lord's work. It was the planets aligning in the right order that perhaps never will be. It was the hard work of his staff. It'll never be replicated. But I take a look at this, and I think to myself, these folks now are in power positions, and, you know, we've had Rushi or whatever his name is. He's afraid to come on this program. I know that firsthand. He's like the big, and what does that say? Whether you're, and we've had Republicans that are afraid to come on this program. I don't know why. But because I guess it's about accountability, and it's really not from the host, it's from you. We, you know, people say, well, you're going to take phone calls. Well, yeah, we're going to take phone calls. I can't control what people say when they call in. If they're asking a legitimate point, they should get there. Politicians should welcome that. So you take a look at Mr. Belukov, who's running these great ads, and certainly if he faces Senator Fulcher, if he faces Governor Otter, if he faces Walt from Emmett, if he faces Hardley or Hadley Brown, he's going to ride the education issue. I don't know if that's enough to derail, regardless of who the Republican is. But it's going to be education. And my point is, Mr. Belukov, again, it's his choice. We respect it. We don't agree with it. It's his decision. It's his campaign's decision not to come on this program. But we're going to bring that to light. And I think it's sad and unfortunate that Mr. Belukov has not made himself available. Again, before he even officially announced, Ray Amaya has been calling again and again and again. And we get, well, we're going to get a press person. Well, they got a press person in February. We still haven't heard from him. And that's information that I think that you need to know. When local officials will not make themselves available to you, and then they think that they can buy your votes by running commercials, posting on Facebook, and the people in Idaho want more, and we demand more, and I think that's only fair. So hopefully Mr. Belukov or somebody that knows him, look, the man has achieved quite a bit, a very welcomed addition to the business community. I mean, addition, he's been here forever. But, I mean, he contributes to the community. He stepped it up. He's entered the arena. We'd like to have the ability to talk to him. And going through the official channels hasn't worked. So we would like Mr. Belukov to come on this program and give us his take. But we hope to hear from him. And again, a nice ad. It shows you where they're going regardless of who the Republican is. And it's very easy to bash. It's not so easy to, how should I put this, to say what you're for. It's very easy to say what you're against, not so easy to say what you're for. But I find it interesting that you have a lot of folks that still hold grudges against you and the message that we had. And our friend, the congressman who we wish well, great conservative, going to do very well, probably one day in House leadership, has chosen to move on as well. That's why I learned a lesson there. You can't get too in bed with the politicians, no matter how much you may agree with them. Now, let's get to the lands issue and the West.
We want to hear their concerns as we move forward.
Lawmakers are in town weighing in on the changes to the Colorado Monument, announcing the latest developments today. Good evening, and thanks for making us Grand Junction's news leader. I'm Alicia Gentile. Senator Udall and Congressman Tipton are making a major announcement regarding the status of the monument becoming a national park. KKCO 11 News reporter Ian Margle caught up with the senator and congressman, and he joins us live from the monument to help you know more about the monument's status. Ian?
Thanks, Alicia. Senator Udall and Congressman Tipton announced today that they've created a five-person committee to help them draft legislation to redesignate the monument as a national park. After spending the last year discussing the implications, benefits, and possible issues that come with redesignating the monument, the senator and congressman announced the plan to move forward today.
We all understand the magnificent beauty of the Colorado National Monument. Think that it is worthy, certainly, of national acclaim and national park status.
The legislative committee will meet periodically over the next few months to address the community's concerns. Senator Udall stressed that this isn't a fast process, and they're not going to put a timeline on it. Officials believe that the change will benefit the economy of the Grand Valley.
Now, all of a sudden, I feel good about watching Boise TV.
And boost tourism on the Western Slope. Lawmakers' main hope is to preserve and promote what they call, quote, one of the most valuable landscapes in the nation. To know more about the monument change, tune into KKC.
All right, tune into this, Timmy. Proves anybody can be in it. But the issue here is, and let's go to the adult that wrote the story. from the Salt Lake Tribune. And basically what they're talking about is there's an entire list for candidates for national monument status. You've got Alpine Lakes in Washington, Boulder White Clouds in Idaho. You've got, the Rocky Mountain Front in Montana. The list goes on and on and on. And basically what they're very afraid of is what happened in 1996, where Bill Clinton stood on the rim of the Grand Canyon in Arizona and declared 1.8 million acres of public land in Utah as the new Grand Staircase National Monument. With a swipe of his pen, he canceled a proposed coal mine in what Orrin Hatch described the mother of all land grabs. And this is from Thomas Burr in the Salt Lake Tribune. So at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, you've heard our reports from the Bundy Ranch. You've heard us talk about the lands. Do you fear, like most Westerners, that the president, remember, he has a pen and he knows how to use it, will be ready to take your lands? 648, let's get you to work safely and on time.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, Kevin at KIDO.com. We go to the phones, and we're joined by our friend Russ Smurs, who calls when he wants something. Good morning, Russ.
Well, good morning, Kevin, and I'd like to thank you for your comments on educating the public as far as these candidates are running. You know, we have stealth candidates on both sides of this, the parties, with both the Democrats and the Republicans, and when I do want something, I appreciate your putting it on, so thank you very much. We are doing a forum tonight, by the way.
Come on, Russ, Russ. I'm sorry, but, I just can't do this anymore. I love you to death, but it's not like you come on, you talk for 2 seconds, and you plug your things. It's just not fair to people that buy advertising. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, Kevin. This is not advertising. This is a free event.
Right. Well, then you guys have done a great job promoting it, and I'm sure you've gotten the word out on your social media stuff. The same stuff that you used to, when we were partners, used to promote this program, but that doesn't happen anymore.
Well, I think we're still partners, Kevin. We're just operating different.
I remember, venues. Russ, I remember you and I, we used to work together quite a bit, and now that just doesn't happen anymore. But these same organizations have no problem putting you up to trying to get a free plug.
If you were in my position
and the position of the listening audience here at 580 KIDO, we're talking about AJ Belukoff. You give me a rub and now you want to plug your event. What would you do if you were me?
I would listen to me because what I have to say is important. That's what I would do.
But again, it's like Tom Luna. Did you hear my talk about Tom Luna the other day?
I did not.
Well, thanks for listening. So Tom Luna comes in. And he goes, I didn't know, you're married? I go, yeah. Oh, well, I didn't know. I go, you don't listen to this program. And I looked at this press person and I go, do you listen to the program? Well, I didn't know you were married. So the same politicians that want to come in and promote, they don't support. So if I were running, let's just say, I don't know, Kevin Miller's flower shop. And people always say, well, Kevin Miller, how about a donation for this cause? How about a donation for that cause? And you're going, yeah, it's a good cause. And then all of a sudden, the Kevin Miller Flower Shop's going out of business because he's giving away all the flowers, and these same people don't buy any flowers. You see where I'm going?
We're not selling anything here, Kevin. We're trying to educate the folks.
Right. And I think the folks do a good enough job besides getting it from me. The other station won't let you on. Number one. Well, number two.
Love to have us.
Oh, you can go. Number two, you only call when you want to promote something. My feelings are hurt.
Well, don't be hurt. This is not something we're trying to do to damage KIDO or 580 or Kevin Miller or your program. We're trying to educate the public, and we're just trying to work in unison with.
And then I got Tom Munns. I got Tom Munns, who's so sick of radio, he's promoting. He wants to have the Idaho Patriot radio stuff. You should never tune into Facebook. But I mean, I'm going here. I sit there and we do and this is all we get. hey, let's do our own thing. But back to you. You're just here to promote. You know that. In the old days, you used to bring us donuts at least.
You're talking about stealth candidates. I say they're stealth candidates on both sides of this political aisle, with Republicans and Democrats both. And we need to get people educated on those folks who are going to be coming out to talk to the public. Like tonight, as a matter of fact, at the Boise State.
We're just going to let that go. No. You know, and you know something? You know where I'm going with this, and you know I'm right about that.
That
was the same group that left and decided to put their lot behind someone else. So we're just going to move on, Russ.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Kevin.
All right. Thank you. It is 6:58 at 580KIDO, and if you need an explanation, you can always just send me an email. I'd be more than happy to explain that inside baseball stuff. But again, look, we want to support folks, but if you don't support this program, I am going to be working in a flower shop, and some days counting the petunias ain't such a bad thing. Let's get you to work safely and on time. And 6:59, 580KIDO, coming up, your chance to win $1,000 within the next 10 minutes. All you have to do is listen right here at 580KIDO. When you hear the cue to call, you call in. If you're the correct number, you're going to win $1,000, and you want to win 10 grand, just sign up with our VIP club, and you will, well, you can't win if you don't play, and it doesn't cost you anything. Coming up next, speaking of money, Dave Pezzo. News about your money. The continued controversy involving myself and Russ Smurs and his mystery group. What's that all about? Let's find out next. Should be more.